Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. May the force be with you. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Sean Worthington is here. Sean's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, tenured faculty member of computer science department at the Butte College in Northern California. He's an expert in computer information systems, creator of CloudCoin and the cloud-based technology to go with it, the author of Beyond Bitcoin, the Future of Digital Currency, and he's our good friend Sean. Welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. I love talking to you about this topic. I've been it's to me what's going on right now in with cryptocurrency and with the technology underlying technology of it, what I call blockchain type technology, and folks, I call it I use the term blockchain type technology, meaning that it is a trust delivering platform, a technology that might not be blockchain. It could be blockchain. It could be something else. In fact, Sean has created a technology that isn't blockchain. That's actually the platform for your CloudCoin, isn't it, Sean? Is that correct, Sean? Did we lose Sean? Is he there?
Oh boy! Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. There you go. Did you hear my question?
I'm sorry, Jim.
That's all right. Did you hear my question?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, go ahead with your answer.
Yeah, I was going to tell you that I've been teaching database design for a couple of decades, and I have studied the blockchain, and it is a database. And what we realize is that it's a database that does not belong to any individual. It does not belong to a corporation. It belongs to the human superorganism. So that's what I call it. I call it a superbase. And it is indestructible in that you could nuke it with actual nuclear bombs and it would still work.
Right.
There's only a few databases like that, but the blockchain is one of them.
Mm-hmm. And so, but yet you are question its viability, don't you? As long term,
I'm sorry. What's,
you question its viability long term, though, don't you? You're one of the people who's not enamored of blockchain.
That's right. I mean, one of the other databases that's kind of like the blockchain is something called DNS, which is the domain name system, and it allows us to change URLs to IP addresses. Hmm. And we use this about 1,000
right.
times a day, each of
right.
us, billions of people. And it's never gone down since 1985.
Right. It's all part of the ICANN system.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we've done is we've taken that technology and created a counterfeit detection system out of it. And it works a lot better than the blockchain in many different fields.
So when people talk about, you know, one of the things that you and I have talked about that I like to, and when I talk to people about this and when I talk to audiences about this, is the fact that Bitcoin pulled blockchain onto our radar screen, but now blockchain or blockchain type technology is actually pulling Bitcoin or cryptocurrency along as it goes forward. There's an awful lot of interest in blockchain right now as the future of the way we do business, and the cryptocurrency part of it is still out there, but it seems to be sort of the lesser of the two right now. What do you think?
Well, the Bitcoin was the first currency that was able to solve what we call the physical integrity problem of digital money, and it used that blockchain database. That blockchain database is a special database that you can write to and you can read from it, but you can't make any deletions, you can't make any changes. and that gives us a permanent record of transactions and other things in creating a digital currency where you want to see who owns the money. And,
right.
But it's also useful in a lot of other things. So if you wanted to create some legal documents, some contracts, the blockchain is wonderful for that. It's, you know, there's some other countries where people make contracts and then bureaucrats are paid bribes and they change them.
Right,
well,
exactly.
With the blockchain, they can't do that.
Can't do that. So is your cloud-based technology, could it become a remind me, could your cloud coin technology, could it become a database like that, like blockchain, and do the same thing?
Well, it does. It would do the same thing, only different.
Yeah, right. No, but it would accomplish. It could be an alternative to Bitcoin. I mean, the blockchain in terms of a non-cryptocurrency technology.
Absolutely.
Separate from the currency.
Yeah, much more.
Right. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, we're going to talk about crypto.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.